Ann Arbor schools officials had been expecting to have to deal with a $17 to $20 million shortfall for the next school year. However, based on current revenue projections and already approved labor concessions, the shortfall is now estimated at about $8.7 million. Lower than expected pension costs and the continuation of a pension offset, combined with the $3.4 million in concessions, covers most of the difference from earlier projections. Some school board members expressed concerns that with a further reduction in per-pupil funding for meeting state-suggested best practices, it may no longer be wise to try to meet all of them. Superintendent Pat Green says the district is already meeting most, and some are in areas the district already has been working towards.
When we're talking about online hybrid learning, that's something we've been planning on doing. We've been working behind the scenes on developing some possibilities for the future. We're hopeful that the economy will turn around, that the tax base will change with, you know, property values. We will get more money, that Lansing may be more generous.
Green says the current figures remain very fluid, so she continues to develop several plans for expenditures. She plans on sharing projected expenditures with the board in 2 weeks. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.